Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 17, Pretoria and Polokwane 19. Nearly 50 rape cases recorded in the fourth quarter of the 2024-25 financial year occurred in schools. This is detailed in the crime stats released by police yesterday. Masachapa Sifalara reports.
According to Police Minister Senzo Mchunu, sexual offences and rapes increased in the period under review. However, Limpopo, Northwest, the Eastern Cape and the Western Cape recorded decreases, while Gauteng and KZN contributed 19.1 and 19.9% respectively to the national total. Of concern is 48 out of the 80 rapes that occurred on educational premises were in schools, while 20 were in tertiary institutions. 13 school rapes were reported in KZN and 10 in the Eastern Cape, followed by Limpopo with 6 cases. Meanwhile, the Eastern Cape recorded the highest number of rapes that occurred at special needs schools, accounting for 2 of the overall 6 cases reported in 5 provinces. Masachaba Sifularo for Jekka and FM News.
The EFF has rejected the policy direction gazetted by the Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies, Solly Malachi. The party says it provides a backdoor for foreign multinationals like Elon Musk's Starlink to bypass South Africa's black empowerment laws. EFF spokesperson Tebi Masane.
The EFF will challenge this unconstitutional proposal in Parliament and explore all legal mechanisms to assert the supremacy of the Constitution and the rightful place of historically disadvantaged South Africans in the ICC sector. We will not allow our laws to be rewritten in Washington.
National Treasury says there will be no bailouts for struggling state-owned enterprises, but there will be accountability. Speaking to Parliament's Finance and Appropriation Committee, Director General Duncan Peterson said National Treasury was forced to moderate the budget, but is sticking to its fiscal strategy. Peterson committed to launching audits to root out ghost employees, calling it a key part of enforcing accountability and saving costs.
Some of the new spending reviews are complete, like the work on active labor market programs and public employment, and that we will be tabling to Cabinet and elsewhere soon. And some of it has just started, the work around conditional grants review in infrastructure and the ghost worker audit.
And police beefed up security at schools and religious buildings across Washington as the U.S. Capitol reeled from the fatal shooting of 2 Israeli embassy staffers outside a Jewish museum. The 31-year-old Chicago man accused of Wednesday's attack shouted "Free Palestine" as he was taken away by police. This exacerbated fears of rising anti-Semitism since the Israelis' invasion of Gaza following the unprecedented October 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. I'm Milpinaar Hoofnies die hier amper 50 sake van verkrachting is in die laaste finansiële kwartaal by skole opgemerk.
Jacaranda FM plays music.
Bad habits lead to white eyes.
You love. Like this.
I don't wanna be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't wanna be alone tonight. Alone tonight, alone tonight. Can you fight the fight? I need somebody who